This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and that was two songs, a two for Thursday, of The Lost Leaders. We heard Extraordinary from an album that came out a little while back called Promises, Promises from 2019, and a brand new one, Gone So Fast, off the album Hungry Ghosts. And joining us now, I believe, live on the telephone, is our friend Byron Isaacs of The Lost Leaders, Levon Helm Band, Amy Helm, and The Lumineers. Good morning, Byron.
Good morning, Rick.
So great to have you on the line and joining us this morning. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure's all mine.
So you've been a little busy lately.
Yeah. I do that to myself.
Yeah. Well, we'll start on Sunday and we'll go backwards. Sunday was your birthday, so happy birthday.
That's right.
And you had a great you were celebrated at Levon's Barn, and there was a midnight ramble, which you've done countless midnight rambles in your career. And playing,
yeah, I can't
with,
get enough of them, man.
Yeah, it's there's some kind of special feeling in that building, and I don't know what it is, but it brings out the musical prowess and best of everyone who plays in there, and that's all I can say.
Yeah, it also just, you know, the audiences are just, they're feeling it before the music even starts. Like, everyone is just ready to rock. It's the best feeling place ever, you know?
It really is. And I've had the pleasure of introducing you and the band a whole bunch of times.
I know.
And every time.
Many times.
Yeah.
Countless. Yourself.
Yeah. But every time, just as yourself, when I walk out and see the people, I try to at least take 10, 15 seconds, which is almost an eternity when all the eyes are burning you, going, come on, boy, talk. And, you know, I just try to like suck in the whole energy and take a deep breath and just, you feel
everything. That's good. I'm glad that you do that.
Yeah. And you feel everything.
I should try to remember to do that more.
You should. Yeah. It's kind of, I'm sure you have that experience where you're in front of thousands of people. And it's like the energy is so strong and you're ready to rock and you're playing anthemic songs. And then before you know it, it's over. So before it even starts, I like to at least go and enjoy all the thoughts of all the music and everyone else who stood before me in that same spot. And one thing that I've noticed from seeing you at so many midnight rambles is you always play in the same area. Have you ever strayed from that one spot, Byron?
No, generally the bass player wants to be by the drummer. And so if the drums are all the way over on one side, well, then the next one's going to be the bass player.
Mm. Well, that makes just, all the sense in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, stage left is my jam.
Gotcha.
If the drums were over on the right, then I'd be stage right.
So it's not a superstition like, nope, this is where I played, where Levon played, and this is where I'm going to play today.
No, and you know, the reason why Levon, like when we did the very first few rambles, the drums were in the middle.
Huh.
And I guess even then, was I on his hi-hat side? Huh. No, maybe I was on the right, actually, for that too, so which would have put me stage right instead.
Huh.
But the thing is, when he started singing again, when he turned his head to the microphone, to be facing the audience and not facing, you know, off stage. So that's why he moved his drums over to the edge so that he could have the drums sideways and he could look at the whole band. And then when he turned his head to sing, he was looking out at the audience.
Mm.
And that has maintained at the ramble, you know, ever since, sort of just, you know, that's the way we did it for all those years with Levon. And, you know, frequently we have drummers like Tony Leone who sing. And so, and likewise, when he sings, it's nice for him to, you know, when he turns his head to the mic, he's looking at the audience.
Mm.
So it's a nice way to do it, especially for singing drummers.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool because then the whole stage is set up differently and people get to see, well, the bass player's beautiful face as well as everyone else, rather than being stuck behind other people or setup.
In that case, you just have to be sure there's a beautiful bass player there. So I try not to play all the Rambles, just so they can get a beauty in there every now and then.
Yeah, and they end up with a beautiful bass player every time. Yeah. Well, Byron, let's talk about the Lost Leaders.
All right.
Now, you've done all that stuff in the past and present with Levon Helm and the Levon Helm Band and Amy Helm. You have a great relationship with them. And when did you start your relation and your musical partnership with Peter Cole?
Well, I actually met Peter Cole before I met Amy. I met Peter Cole back in the 90s.
Wow.
We were jazz musicians.
Mm.
And I sat in with his own band. He had a regular gig at a coffee shop that was a jazz venue called Cave Hoff. Huh. Soho on Mercer Street. And I think it was like once a month or something, maybe. I don't think it was every week. Mm. I think it was once a month. But for a long time, for years running, he had that, essentially a steady gig. And, he would do his originals. So he was writing jazz tunes, instrumentals, and also, standards. And he usually just had a drummer and an organ player who would do left-hand bass.
Hmm.
But when the organ player couldn't make it, he would get a bass player in there because it's hard, to just, there aren't that many organ players who play left-hand bass, who could make the gig.
Mm.
So he'd call me, and we hit it off, and, I was writing, at that point I'd started writing songs, and he was very intrigued by that, and I think he was feeling the itch to start playing rock music again, after his lengthy detour into jazz.
Mm.
And, I was feeling the same. I'd gone to, music school and, moved to New York to play jazz and had been playing jazz for a while. But I had heard Suzanne Vega's 99.9 Degrees Fahrenheit, and that record just blew my mind. I had never heard the marriage of poetry and music like that before. It turned me on. So I decided I had to start writing songs.
Huh.
And so that just changed my whole career trajectory. And right about that time is when I met Pete. And so we just sort of hatched a jailbreak and escaped jazz prison together. That's a terrible thing to say. We both still love jazz. but it's a funny way to put it.
Yeah.
So we became jazz refugees and started a pop band. I think the first one had the worst name. I think we called it Slink. It was like a power pop band in the late 90s.
Wow.
98 or 99. And, wow. I met Amy, I think, in 2000. Mm. She and I have been friends for forever, been making music for forever, but I've been working with Peter even longer.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's definitely my longest standing musical compatriot. And and of course, at this point, one of my dearest, oldest friends.
Yeah. Well, I remember and connecting it all, being at a Midnight Ramble, and Justin Gwip, the engineer at the time, said, "Rick, you got to hear this." And handed me a burned copy of your first album.
He
said, "You're going to love this." And Barbara O'Brien got kind of upset about that. And she said, "You better not play this for anybody else."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I kept it in my car for a while and was like, "Oh, this is my secret." But still,
I love that Barbara was being protective. That was very sweet.
Oh, yeah. And so is Justin in the same way. He's like, you have to hear this.
Justin was the MVP on that album, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Levon had said, come up and use the studio, just like whenever you want. It's like, it's yours.
Wow.
So, he and I had written a few songs and we're like, we had this sort of like what they called an alt country band called Lowdowners was our band before Lost Leaders, and it was I mean, now it would just be called Americana, but they hadn't quite coined the term Americana yet. And so then we wrote a new batch of songs that was getting more psychedelic, and so we changed the name. And we were like, well, let's go up to Levon's and just see what happens. Hmm. And, you know, Justin was just, he was like, yeah, man, I'll engineer. And, you know, do you think there'll be any drums on it? I'll be happy to play. And we're like, wow. We don't know what it's going to be like. And, you know, the magic just happened.
Yeah.
And Justin, you know, sat on those drums and, like, boom. That record just sort of exploded into being as soon as Justin sat down. Mm. It was magic. Total magic.
It came out fantastic. It's a great debut
collection.
We're
very, very proud of that album.
And since then, you put out a couple of other albums, and your latest, Hungry Ghosts. How long did that take for you guys to record?
That one actually came together pretty quickly. We did that in a different way. Mm. It's mostly Pete and me in the studio.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sparser than a lot of our previous records. Just instrumental-wise, you know, we didn't load it down with as many overdubs.
Yeah, production-wise.
We were trying to be
wise,
more spare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we did it in a very strange hodgepodge way, but it worked. It fell together in a nice way.
Mm.
But I don't think we worked on that very long. It was a few months.
Well, it came out great.
We came together pretty quickly. I think we were lucky that we just had a good batch of songs that time. Mm.
Yeah, and you both, Peter and yourself, when you play together, your chemistry is undeniable. Peter is an excellent guitar player and a great singer. He's fantastic. I've seen him play a couple of times, and, well, a couple of times I've been floored. Whoa, that was some incredible guitar playing. And he has a really cool guitar and a great tone. So when you guys play live, who backs both of you?
You know, Peter really, you know, he often is like, he's looked at, you know, my career as a sideman. And sort of, you know, sometimes he's like, man, I wish, you know, I got called for more sideman stuff.
Huh.
But the thing is, because he didn't, like, just become, like, a gun for hire.
Yeah.
And he just stayed like an artist working on his own sound and his own music and all that. He really did what most guitar swingers don't do, which is he developed his own sound.
Hmm.
Nobody sounds like Peter Cole. And when he plays, you know, he'll play two notes and you know it's Peter Cole.
Yeah.
And that's a rare thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, most hired guns get very good at doing a lot of different things and being sort of, you know, masters of many styles.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean,
and sometimes,
Peter has
forced
all the mastery
to,
you could want, but he didn't, you know, he actually had the bandwidth and the freedom to create his own style.
Mm.
And that to me is, you know, that's the lifeblood of Lost Leaders. You know, we have a guitar player. I mean, not just as a writer and a singer, but to have a guitar band with a real stylist as a guitarist, like a person with with an identifiable, unique sound. You know, it's the backbone of the band.
Yep. Yeah. Do you perform with drums?
Do we perform with drums?
Yeah, like are you playing tonight at the Falcon?
Tonight, yes.
With a drummer?
Yes, we have the wonderful Conrad Meisner playing with us tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, he'll be playing and singing.
Wow,
and,
that's
cool.
It's
going
to be fun. Oh, yeah. That's fantastic. So just the trio?
Just as a trio,
That's great.
Yeah, lately we've been doing more trio gigs because Peter's actually been enjoying the extra room to do his Peter magic on guitar.
Wow. Well, all right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I must say that as a fan of you and of Peter, together, as I mentioned, the chemistry is super amazing. You guys have a funny rapport together as well, and being friends for so long, it's very natural, it's organic, it feels good, and well, you get wowed musically. You guys are fantastic, And now, I know that recently the Lumineers put out an album. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ola Bell has recorded an album. Is that coming out or is it out and went under my radar?
No, it is not out yet.
Okay.
And it will not go under your radar. We'll make sure that you know about
Great.
It. We are dragging our heels on just a few finishing touches. It's almost done, but it's been hanging in the almost done
a little while.
Space for a few months now.
Yeah.
So we need to actually just, you know, get everybody in a room for I think one good long day would finish the album. But
wow.
You know, everyone's schedules is so nuts, you know. Every one of us has, you know, like Tony and Little Feet.
Yeah.
Fiona's a full time documentary sound person. Mm. Amy's got, you know, her band and the Rambles. Glenn is in Bonnie Raitt's band. Doing the Lumineer stuff, where, you know, our schedule is like a frightening Jenga tower.
Yeah. Are you going to be playing like big arenas coming up in the summer and doing some amazing things?
Yeah. And even baseball and even a couple of football stadiums.
Woo.
It's insane.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's mind boggling.
It is.
It's a crazy thing to watch unfold. Like, the Lumineers juggernaut is pretty excellent.
Yeah. And, you know, to see, as a fan of yours, you in an intimate venue as Levon's barn and home, and then seeing you like on stage in Brazil in front of like 15 billion people, it's kind of amazing. And, you know, I get to look at you as an ant on a stage from somebody else's camera that shot it and go, that's our guy. That's our guy.
Oh.
Look at him. But
somewhere down there in that mess.
Yeah, it's always amazing. And it's like, no, I used to be like 2 feet away from him, and now he's in an arena. But the best.
I mean, the place I'm always going to keep returning is the smaller places. That's,
yeah.
That's where the fun is.
Yeah.
And that's where the intimacy with the audience is.
Yeah.
And, you know, the excitement of the room where you can feel the whole room vibrate, you know. Levon's Barn being the my favorite of all. But then, you know, where we're playing tonight at the Falcon, that place, magic venue.
It is.
And, you know, just a great size where you can see the whites of everybody's eyes.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a funny thing, and you know all of my fellow musicians who've gotten to play huge venues have said the same thing. It's very weird. It's counterintuitive.
Huh.
The bigger the venue, the less nervous you get.
Wow.
The more people there are, the more, I think it just gets to feeling sort of abstract or something.
Huh. That's interesting.
The fewer people that you play for, the more nervous you get.
Huh.
And to be honest, the scariest gigs for me are house concerts, where they're like, you know, if there's 8 or 9 people there looking at me, oh my God, am I terrified. But get out in front of tens of thousands of people, no problem. I have to you know, stamp my feet and shake around a little bit to get excited. You know, it's so weird. It's really very, very strange.
Well,
I think it's just too many people to register in your mind, and you don't have that intimate
connection.
Of being right there with everybody, breathing the same air in the same tiny room. I mean, that's where the juice is.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, you gotta, like, for me, I just feel like I have to get back to the smaller rooms to recharge and to reconnect, you know.
Well, knock 'em dead tonight. Byron Isaacs, our guest, he's playing with the Lost Leaders tonight. So see this great band in a great intimate venue and listen. If you're on a low budget or you're struggling paying bills, gas, food, but you want to be entertained, come out tonight and leave a couple of dollars in the box on your way out. It's an amazing venue.
No ticket.
Yep. And it's an incredible venue where you can support live music. And don't worry, somebody else will cover your slack if you only got $5 and you put it in.
That's right.
So it always
come
works
on, come
out.
On.
Yep. And in that case, You're on Byron's list. So come on down.
All right.
Put some money in on the way out. Enjoy a great night at the Falcon. Byron, give lots of love to Peter and nothing but the best to you. And we'll talk soon.
Likewise.
Yeah. All
Thank
the best.
Thank you, Rick. Be well.
All right. You too. And knock him dead.
Bye.
Yeah. Lost Leaders tonight. Falcon in Marlboro, live at thefalcon.com. I'm Rick. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year again when everything...